can you tell me the story again?
No, yeah, they're not. I wish they were, but they aren't.
Right? I want free HelloFresh.
Yeah, or discounted. I'll take discounted. I'm not even greedy enough to want free.
I mean, I'll take a discount.
Okay. Well, we are live. We've been alive for about the past 15 seconds. So.
Whatever. I just don't like grocery shopping.
I mean, I don't know that. I mean, I'm sure there's some people that do. I'm not one of them. I do it because I have to. Because I can't afford HelloFresh.
I just can't afford the delivery people to, like, bring me groceries.
Yeah, I could see
it's
that.
Expensive.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing with those, like, yeah, those prepackaged meal services is, like, because a monthly subscription, that's, like...
a lot. Plus, I have to get 50-pound bags of dog food.
Yeah.
And no one appreciates that.
No one appreciates that.
Anyway. Yeah. Hello.
Anyway, everybody. Hello, everybody. Well, I'm Jeff.
I guess I'm Rachel, then.
Yeah, by process of elimination.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Grandma Telling Me a Scary Story, the podcast.
Yes.
Nothing else.
Nothing else.
Probably won't ever be anything else.
Oh, you say that.
I said probably. I leave it room for doubt.
Okay, that's fine.
Listen, it's like the X-Files. I want to believe we'll be more.
No.
Okay. All right, well.
I'm sorry, the snow's really bothering me. Did no one get the memo that it is spring?
Well, this is Ohio, man. Like, it does this every year. Like,
yeah, I know.
No sense complaining, I guess.
Yeah, sure there is.
No, it
makes me feel better.
Okay, whatever makes you happy, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Yeah.
Wait, who's telling us the story today?
I don't know whose week it is.
Shoot. I guess it's mine.
Yeah, that makes sense since I just read a story.
I forgot. Wait, who's talking today?
Hopefully y'all liked that. Hopefully y'all found it interesting and entertaining.
I did.
If not, I don't really care. It's done, so.
Wow. Okay.
Hey, I'm just being honest here. If there's one thing I can tell our audience, I'll try not to lie to you. I might lie to you for the good of the story, but... I might lie for the good of the story, but my real feelings are...
Mm-hmm.
If you enjoyed it or not, it's out of my control. I enjoyed doing it, and...
I don't think your real feelings matter.
They don't. They don't. That's what I've been told every day of my life.
You're so emo.
Well, yeah, we wanted a real emo kick this week. This week.
Love it.
It's not a phase, Mom.
It's not a phase. I'm in my 30s.
Yeah. I can say that now.
This is just how I am.
I can say that now. This is just how I am, yeah. The emo's gone to the bone. It's cut me into the bone.
Okay.
I mean, I did have a little bit of reliving on my emo days this week, going to an Under Oath concert. Like, I don't think you can get more emo, like, old school emo than that.
No.
So.
I think I'm thinking of something else, but yeah.
Yeah.
And what was it? Was it Scene Kids? They listened to some.
Well, Scene Kids came out of Emo Kids. Like,
I know, they're like a subsect of...
No, they're like a follow-up.
Well, okay.
They're a sequel. They're not as good, but they made way more money. They made way more money.
Yeah. And now I can't think of a single one. No. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, what are we talking about today? Yeah.
Speaking of emo, not at all.
Oh, damn.
Not in any sense in India.
Oh, okay.
So I could be saying it wrong. I think I'm right.
Okay.
At least from what I could find. Okay. I could be completely wrong, but
yeah.
So it's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Little preface here to the story.
Yeah.
I heard about it, not the legend behind it necessarily, but like I like ghost towns and things, mm-hmm. and I also like, you know, missing civilization type stuff. And so this is a group that of course was like highly civilized. What's the word I'm trying to think of? They're kind of like ahead of their own time, I guess, essentially. Like, you know, just more advanced. There we go. They were advanced.
Yeah.
Not like Atlantis advanced, but like...
Aww.
I know. But from what I was reading, they were just like more advanced with like agriculture and stuff.
Oh, okay.
For the time.
Okay.
Like, but they, of course, you know, disappeared. And nobody knows where they went. Like where...
Yeah.
What happened to them. We don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Any hoozles.
So, back to the thing I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Caldera is an abandoned village, as I already said.
Wow.
And it's in the, no, this is one I might not get right, Jay Salmar district of Rajasthan.
Okay.
India?
Sure.
Sorry. I did my best to figure out how to pronounce these things. I'm trying. That's all I can say. It was established around the 13th century, so it's a little old.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
What were they most?
It was once a prosperous village inhabited by, okay, one more time, Paliwal Brahmins?
Okay. Sure.
Yeah.
Don't look at me. I don't know how to pronounce
it. I don't know. I was trying. I looked it up, but sometimes those pronunciation things don't help me.
Most of the times they don't help me.
So I'm going for it. It was abandoned by the earliest 19th century for unknown reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly because of, you know, like a dwindling water supply, possibly a big earthquake, or, you know, a few local legends.
Mm-hmm.
One of them being the atrocities of the state's minister.
Oh.
And we'll get back to him.
Okay.
Because he comes up a bit.
Okay. You a bad dude.
Yeah. So, like I said, this was early, like, the village was very prosperous. Till, like, obviously by the 19th century it was gone. So, the decline came in when the village had been, deserted, obviously. But by 1815,
mm-hmm.
most of the wells in the village are dried up, like, completely.
Yeah.
So that's, bad.
Yeah, just a little bit.
And then by 1850, there was, like, one or two other wells at all.
Okay.
Like, existed. So, kind of leaning towards, they just realized, this isn't gonna work anymore.
Yeah.
That
is the logical conclusion.
Right. That, you know, so that didn't help. Plus, there were a lot of, tax demands from the state that, like, kept increasing.
Don't I know that feeling.
Right. It's also according to local, like, lore that the minister had, like, excessive taxes on the village.
I know that feeling.
Yeah, so, like, it was kind of, a lot of the stories that I was reading are, like, you know, he really had it in for, like, this. Not just was he just not a nice guy and he was very bad, like, he really
he was,
didn't
he was
like,
definitely
like,
targeting this community.
Yeah, and we'll get to the reasoning why they think that.
Well, I mean, it probably has to do with the fact that they were pretty advanced agriculturally.
Yeah, they had more money, so maybe he was mad. I don't know.
Yeah, well, they probably saw them as a threat to him, since...
Right.
I mean, even today, money's power, so...
So, anyway. The historical record suggests that the population of the village declined gradually. Like, it didn't just go from, like, being a booming society to overnight decline, which would be very strange. It's still kind of weird when you abandon a village altogether, but...
Yeah, but...
There are reasons, I think.
Yeah, there usually are.
So the estimated population was only about 1,588 during the 17th and 18th centuries.
Mm-hmm.
And then around 800 in 1815. And then in 1890, 37 people left.
Okay.
So it wasn't, like I said, yes, it technically was abandoned, like, over, but according to like a lot of the locals, that's not the, like, it's not really what happened, like, it really was just, like, overnight. They all packed up.
Oh, okay, so history's saying it wasn't okay.
It depends on who you look like.
Well, who you ask.
This is, like, the state record versus...
local record.
Right,
whatever.
But, of course...
Yeah.
You gotta take into account state record is also these... If
people.
You also look at who was running the state,
yep.
Like, it's kind of, they were pretty,
Right, it's one of those, who do you trust? Who do you trust, the storytellers or the... Like, which storytellers
do you trust? Like, who do you trust?
Which storytellers can you trust? Yeah.
Exactly.
Us. You can trust us.
Yes. So, also, the villagers also claim, or, like, other, like, people claim that 83 other villages in the area were also abandoned overnight.
Interesting.
But some of the stories say, like, it wasn't just this one small village. It was, like, all the villages in the area that just kind of, like...
Poof.
Yeah. Either way, the village really was abandoned, and you could still go and see it, and it's pretty, like, I was looking at pictures. It's pretty fascinating. I think, but again, I like ghost towns and things. Even when there's a logical explanation for why they were abandoned, I still find it very
right. Well, it's one of those things.
Interesting.
That, yeah, it's one of those things that's not inherently creepy. Like,
no, it's not creepy. It's just
no, but I mean, like, it's one of those places that you expect to still be kind of thriving or whatever.
Right, because it looks like they just.
Yeah, it looks like they just
everyone disappeared.
Yeah, without a trace.
Yeah, because
yeah,
they tend to leave things behind. And I think that's what's the weirdest part is that you can still see, like,
yeah,
someone's stuff just sitting on the table or whatever. Like, that's kind of
yeah
fascinating, I think.
Yeah.
But there's a 2017 study
mm-hmm.
by A.B. Roy. That's what I wrote down. Mm-hmm. So, sorry, A.B. That's, you have a very short name. It was published in Current Science, and it suggests that Caldera and other neighboring villages were destroyed because of an earthquake, like a really massive earthquake.
Okay.
Which is interesting, but it wasn't like that long ago that we shouldn't have record of that big of an earthquake. You know what I mean? Like, if it were that big, I feel like.
It depends.
I don't know. Maybe.
It depends.
So, but.
Like, in America, yes, we would definitely have had a record of it, but I don't know about in a country halfway across
the world. Maybe not, but I feel like they would have record of it.
They might. I mean, it depends on how.
But I don't know, because we don't know how advanced, like, their record keeping was in that area.
Well, this is in India, right?
Yeah. I just mean, like, in that state, because they seem to have records about certain things, but they're not stating that there's any.
Right, well, I'm just wondering if that might be during when they were part of the British Empire. And,
oh, that could be.
And the British Empire, like, we don't really care about our colonies.
Right, I don't know, because it doesn't say exactly.
Yeah.
It's speculated as to what year
right.
these actually took place.
Yeah.
So that's a good point. I didn't think of that. I was kind of just like, well, why did, if they have records of other things, like their population, why aren't they keeping track of a giant earthquake?
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But according to the authors, like, the ruined houses in the villages show evidence of earthquake-related damage.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of interesting. The pictures I was looking at, obviously I wasn't close enough to, like, see them. I wasn't actually there. So, I don't really know what earthquake damage is supposed to look like either.
True.
Keeping in mind, these are also really old buildings.
Yeah.
They claim that the destruction cannot be attributed to, like, the normal processes of weather and erosion.
Okay.
They also say, in the observed ground movements along several major faults in the region.
Okay.
But they seem to be really the only ones with that theory.
Mm-hmm.
I brought it up earlier because, obviously, I'm just referencing their theory. Most people think it's either they left overnight for what, like,
for whatever he said.
Right. I mean, they're still not saying that they didn't leave overnight. They're saying it was because of the earthquake, not because of
yeah.
taxes or water.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah. Yeah. They're saying that a major event occurred versus just a continued.
Right. But no one really knows.
Yeah.
Which is, I think,
the interesting thing.
Yeah. The mystery behind it. But let's take a quick break, and then we're actually going to get into the legend, like the urban legend part of this.
Okay.
And the curse.
All right, we're back. We're talking about Calcutta, right?
Yeah, because it's abandoned and no one told them.
Oh, that's important.
Did anybody tell them?
I hope so. Surprise!
Surprise, you've been abandoned for hundreds of years. We're talking about Caldera.
My bad.
I'm not even sure how to spell Calcutta now, because you've got me thinking about it spelling like this. Dang it.
You're welcome.
You screwed me up.
You're welcome.
Okay, where was I? Right, so they're all gone.
Yeah.
So you want to know something interesting about this town?
You know, obviously I'm still here.
Interesting.
Obviously I'm still here.
Interesting. So, I guess, like, some people were kind of curious as to why didn't they resettle the town, like,
yeah.
at some point, because it's still viable land.
It's still good land. Like, why has it been abandoned?
Right, so that's where our urban legend of the day comes in.
Cool.
I mean, I think it's cool.
I agree.
Apparently, the village chief cursed the land.
What?
Before he left.
That's some Scooby-Doo nonsense.
So anyone who tries to live there will die.
That's some Scooby-Doo nonsense.
Is it, though?
I mean, I'm just imagining a ghost person coming out and you reveal it to be old man Jenkins.
That would work. But are you going to go live there?
I'm personally not, because I don't have the money to move to India.
Okay. So, the legend.
Yeah.
Again, we've already talked about our theories of, like, why, again, like, water disappearing, like, it going away over, not going away overnight, but, you know, this is fly being too low. Another theory, this is more urban legend, that's why I didn't mention it in the history
mm-hmm.
part. Some people think maybe they were invaders and they poisoned the wells.
Oh.
So that it was unusable.
Oh. There's a snake in the water hole.
Yeah, because basically they're saying they put dead animals in the water so that they can drink it. Because, you know, the... Yeah.
I think it's supposed to be there's a snake in my boot. I'm sorry, Woody.
It is, but story. It's fine.
I mean, that just makes it sound like I knew where you were going with this, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
I didn't, but I just misquoted...
It sounds like it, and you just messed it up.
I just misquoted Toy Story. Here's my millennial card. Here's my Disney kid card.
I don't want that, thank you.
That's fine. It's not a good card for me anymore.
Okay. they're also claiming, or, you know, people say, like, the invading community, there was an invading community during the celebration of the Hindu holiday, Raksha Bandhan.
Okay.
And that these invading forces, like, murdered several of the people that were there, and before doing that, or in doing so, like, they kind of forced them to leave.
Oh, okay.
That's one of the legends, but there's no, like, I couldn't find that. I mean, maybe that happened, but, like, I didn't see anything about that in anywhere else outside of, like, the legend part.
Okay.
Another version is that they were left, you know, they left to avoid the oppression of, again, the minister, or mm-hmm. the ruler. They call it the minister, so that's what we're going with. And so there's a little story about him now.
Okay.
His name was Salim Sin.
Okay.
And he, like I said before, there was some record of him collecting, like, a lot of taxes. And so it says that he was collecting a lot of money from them, like, in heavy taxes. And then he set his sights, of course, on the chief's daughter. Remember the chief who cursed the land? That chief.
Yeah, that chief.
Yeah, so maybe he was a little angry.
Oh, this is one of those, dad doesn't like my boyfriend, dad curses the land.
Yeah, and everybody has to die.
Classic story. Happens every time.
All the time. Happened to me at least 5 times in high school.
Good to know. I was not aware that your dad was like that, but...
No, not at all. my dad sat on the couch and talked about rocks.
Probably invited the
guys that I brought home. Yeah.
Probably invited them in. I was like, hey, do you want a pop?
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever he calls it.
Yeah. Anyway, so like I said, he set his sights on the local chief's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And he demanded her hand in marriage. He didn't ask for it.
Demanded.
He demanded her hand in marriage.
That's a bold strategy.
And then he warned any villagers that they would be met with even higher taxes if they considered interfering with his plan.
Huh.
So he was kind of like blackmailing them in a way.
He was definitely doing something. He was definitely something.
Something.
Well, that explains why he hit the town. Dad said no.
Yeah. So he only gave villagers 1 day to actually accept the proposal.
Okay.
Like, so you don't really have a choice.
No, you don't.
It's like, either you do it or...
Either you do it or I'll tax you into oblivion.
Yeah, and I'm sure it wasn't just like, oh, I'll just tax you. I'm sure it was...
No, it was also, I'm going to probably post soldiers up, which are going to...
Yeah, no. It
make up
just
rules,
like,
that you violated. Yeah, it was very much going to be a... not a fun time.
Yeah. So, out of loyalty and respect for the chief and for his daughter, I guess they were really well
liked.
Loved, whatever. They were friends. Like, they weren't, like, some...
Yeah, like, we're not going to go. We're not going to listen to this dick.
Yeah. The entire community decided to leave.
Nice.
Before the 24-hour deadline.
Oh, cool.
And so they disappeared into the night forever and left everything behind. And they had been there for like 6 centuries, I guess, at that time. So like 600 years.
Dang.
Yeah. According to the legend. But before leaving,
mm-hmm.
of course.
As one does.
The entire area was placed under a curse,
mm-hmm.
prohibiting anyone from ever living there again.
Oh.
And if you defied the curse, you would die.
Oh.
Yeah. And...
what if I asked nicely as I was walking into the land?
No.
I was like, hey guys, sorry this happened to you. Is it cool if I live here, please?
Not cool.
Okay.
No. So of course now... no one has officially lived there for over 200 years.
Yeah.
Which is kind of crazy. I mean, I know there are places that have been abandoned longer, but it's still just really...
it's weird.
It's weird. Because they're still there. It's just...
yeah.
I mean, the buildings and everything are still there. It's just no one's lived there.
Yeah.
Which is... I mean, if you leave your house for a week and you come back, it feels weird. Like, imagine leaving your house for 200 years and coming back. Because...
I'm pretty sure it's not going to my house anymore.
No, probably not. But, I mean, like, you know what I mean. Like,
I do.
It's odd. So, today, of course, some people recognize this place as a hotspot for paranormal activity.
Of course they do.
So, it's not just cursed.
There's spooks.
Yeah. And also, no one really knows, like, what happened to the people that, like, where their descendants are now. Like, the actual people, like, that's not just, as far as I can tell, like, they don't really know.
Yeah.
Where those people went to, like what groups they
integrated with, yeah.
Or like if they started a different location, like they don't really know.
Yeah.
Which is kind of fascinating also.
That is more interesting.
That seems to happen a bit as well, like with some of these abandoned villages and stuff, like mm-hmm. they couldn't really figure out, so where did they go?
Yeah.
Like we know they didn't all just die, like.
Yeah.
They went somewhere, but where? Don't know.
Yep.
But, so like I said, mm-hmm. some people say this place is haunted.
Of course they do.
So now, we're going to talk about some of the hauntedness.
Okay.
Because why not?
I mean,
bringing you everything today.
A little bit of everything.
A little bit of history, a little bit of a curse, some urban legend.
Ghosts.
Ghost town, and now I'm bringing you some ghosts.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
This is quite the sampler platter of a story.
Yeah. That's not even that long. Right to you all. Like one quick punch. Bam.
Ouch.
Right in the face.
Not there.
You love the face. It's like, productive.
It's like the least offensive part of me.
You just always gotta go right for the nose. It really hurts.
It's like the least offensive part of me.
I don't know, I hit myself in the face with my laptop the other day. Right in the corner of my nose. That hurt. Yeah. Anyway. Now that I'm not talking about me hitting myself in the face with it.
Yeah.
To be fair, I was trying to get out of the car and I was holding like an umbrella and a laptop and a bag and like.
And you're holding more than one thing. That's a recipe for disaster with you.
Right. And trying to get out of the car all at the same time. Like,
yeah.
Just kind of.
Yeah.
Right in the nose. It hurt. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just some scary things. So, at present,
mm-hmm.
as I said, the village is considered a heritage site.
Okay.
Which is kind of cool. And it's maintained by the
Archaeological
Survey of India.
Okay.
Also known as ASI. So, that's kind of neat.
Mm-hmm.
So, I have a couple quotes here, too. This one... there's somebody who visited the ghost town with a group of friends a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Tia Mukherjee.
Okay.
Sure. As you enter the premise of the ancient village, you feel as if time has stood still in Caldera since the last 200 years, obviously. But, I mean...
yeah.
Yeah, I think... I have other groups, yeah. So I have more quotes from their group. They are actually there to do more of like a ghost hunt.
Okay.
So Jaya Sahay, who was also like the same version, said that she felt uneasy around the evening. Okay. Quote, a sudden chill sweeps over me. Was that because of the uneasiness of the place or the cool evening breeze of the desert?
Probably that one.
I'm not quite sure.
Probably that one.
But the legend and the curse of Caldera definitely left me fascinated.
Yeah.
Also said, though it is a haunted place, there is no need to panic in the daytime.
Well, duh.
One cannot feel any paranormal activities as far as our experience is concerned. Especially during the daytime and a group of local guides.
Okay, well that clearly tells me that they also did not find anything in the evenings.
Sure, but... So there have been reports, not with this group, because, as she said, even though it is haunted, don't panic. I like that. It's haunted. Don't panic.
That feels very much like something that you'd find in a Douglas Adams book.
So there are reports of many strange and unnatural activities that happen here. And obviously they attract ghost hunters.
Yeah.
Because, duh.
Yeah, spooks.
Like, people from all over the world obviously have come here. Check it out. But, without the special permission of the caretakers of the village, you can't actually stay there at night. I'm assuming for safety reasons more than anything.
I would guess probably for safety reasons more than anything, but who knows?
Yeah, the gates are closed by 6.
Oh, okay, so pretty early.
Yes. And the locals still believe that the spirit, like, there are spirits that haunt the village. Like, they're local villagers that take care of, like, the closing the gate and everything, and they're very much, like...
They're not superstitious, but they're a little stitious.
Yeah. Like I said, it's more like a local legend.
Yeah.
Urban legend kind of thing. Like, they're very much, no, it's haunted, like...
Yeah.
Yeah. The draw of the location typically is the whole ghost village
mm-hmm.
aspect, which seems to be the biggest, thing that people are coming to check out in the history and the architecture or anything. But yeah, locals say, yes, it's haunted, it's cursed, like, we keep it locked at night.
Yeah.
You know, gotta keep in the ghosties.
Yeah, gotta keep in the ghosties.
But yeah, so that is the ghost village of Caldera.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of short, but
that's okay.
It's kind of what happens when you disappear into the night and no one knows where you went.
Yeah, we can't bring you those hot details.
I don't know where they went. I don't know why, because... We don't know. It's a mystery.
Yeah.
I do think it's probably a combination of water's drying up, the mean dude was taxing them.
Yeah, I think it's very much that.
And they're just slowly like, oh, I have family over here. I'm going that way. I'm going that way.
Yeah, I would agree with that. There could also have been some, like, minor earthquake activity that, where they're like, you know what? Wells, like you said, wells running dry, high taxes, and then now we have bad weather.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad weather, but you know what I mean.
It's snowing, so I'd say it's bad weather.
Well, that makes it sound necessarily light.
Well, I also kind of wonder if there could have been an earthquake, but after they already left.
That's possible. It's also probable. I mean,
because if no one tried to fix anything, it's probably after they'd already
left.
Yeah, yeah. They'd already peaced out.
Or that was the final straw for the last group of people. They're like, all right, we're done here.
Right. And also, at that time, you're saying this is a few hundred years ago. They think they left overnight, but for all we know, nobody visited that village for a week, and then they just
or months,
to
yeah.
Or you know what I mean, but yeah.
Yeah, no, so. I get you. There was a long gap between when one visitor left and another, and even that same visitor came back.
Right.
Like, so it could have been very much a...
And because they do seem to think that other villages in the area were also abandoned around the same time, I'm guessing it was just a migration of...
People.
Yeah, like... Getting wells are drying up. This guy's taxing us. Like, maybe it's just
time to go to a different part of the land.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very possible.
I don't know. That's kind of interesting. I wanted to visit a different part of the world. So I did.
Okay.
Hello, India.
Yeah.
So that's kind of all I have for today. Short and sweet story.
That's fine.
Hopefully everybody liked it.
Hopefully you all like it. If you didn't, share it with an enemy. If you did, share it with a friend.
Yeah. Dude, I'm not cool with the snow.
I'm sorry to you. I'm sorry.
Those flakes are huge.
Yeah, but they're not doing anything.
I know, but go away. I want to go to the beach.
You're in the wrong state for that.
I know. Anyway, sorry everybody.
Yeah.
If you like snow, that's fine too.
Yeah, that's cool.
I won't hold it against you.
She will hold it against you for like week 182, though.
Because there's something wrong with you.
All right, well, before we devolve completely, since that's all we have for today, I've been Jeff.
I've been Rachel.
This has been Grandma Telling Me a Scary Story. Good night. Bye.